Cardinals. The U.S. knew Israel was going to launch a counterattack against Iran. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Italy's foreign minister confirms that at a G7 meeting of nations. The U.S. was given advance notice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there was no American involvement, as he also condemned Iran for what prompted Israel's retaliation, last week's drone and missile attack.
The G7 statement makes clear that G7 countries will adopt additional sanctions or other measures in the days ahead.
The Israeli strike appears to be in central Iran, near an airbase, close to a nuclear facility. But Iranian media says the explosions heard was Iran air defense shooting down drones.
The nature of the strike last night was such that Iranian state TV downplayed its impact as punitive. Some officials denied it even happened at all. The reports there made no mention of Israel, and one Iranian official told Reuters that there was no plan for Iran to respond.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House in New York City. Those anti-Israel protests were broken up at Columbia University, where a Gaza solidarity encampment was removed. Police made more than 100 arrests. Some students have been suspended, including the daughter of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Former President Trump has just arrived at court again in New York, where a jury has already been chosen for his first criminal trial. Fox's Eric Shawn reports from the courthouse.
By the end of the day, they hope to get the five remaining alternate jurors picked and seated, and that means they can kick off with opening statements in this trial on Monday. The jury does include one man who does follow the former president on Truth Social, but it also includes a woman who called him, quote, selfish and self-serving.
A new Fox News poll has the former president tied with President Biden in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin ahead of the rematch. There's a 6-point Trump lead in Georgia, and the poll says the former president has a 3-point edge in Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
When Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke, he was in Italy at a meeting with our G7 allies, where they are also drumming up more support for Ukraine, battling Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion.
Putin thinks that he can outweigh Ukraine and outweigh Ukraine's supporters. The message coming out of Capri is he can't.
Now, a bill to provide $61 billion in new U.S. military aid to Ukraine could be approved by the House this weekend. They'll consider separate bills for foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan.
With some Republicans pushing to kill a procedural vote known as the rule to keep it from even making it to the floor, Democrats are thinking about stepping in.
We want this to pass. We think it needs to pass, and we think it needs to pass now. And I believe you will see the support of efforts that accomplish that end.
Former House Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The majority party traditionally is the only one to vote for a rule, even if members of the minority party support the bill. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Biden administration has finalized new rules today, revising Title IX education regulations to expand protection for women from discrimination to LGBTQ students. Changes do not include a provision originally planned that would have blocked schools from banning transgender athletes. There's an update on what caused 911 service outages in four states.
Workers installing a light pole in Missouri cut into a fiber line, knocking out 911 service for emergency agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. The mistake was reported by the company that operates the fiber line Thursday. It was damaged Wednesday in Kansas City, Missouri, which wasn't impacted. Problems with 911 calls in a Texas city along the U.S. border with Mexico were unrelated. The outages created confusion for people trying to reach several communications agencies Wednesday night. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A decades-old decision, a step closer to having an outcome in Champaign County. Wednesday, Savoy Board of Trustees approved an agreement giving the village more than $860,000 in county funds. They want to use the money to convert the train crossing at Curtis Road and Dunlap Avenue into a viaduct so cars can pass under the tracks. That means long waits for the trains could be over. Ramps to and from westbound I-74 at University Avenue and Route 150 in Urbana closed. Those closures necessary for rehabilitation of the University Avenue ramp bridge over I-74. Project will reduce westbound I-74 to one lane at the interchange. Work expected to last until August. Illinois State Police reminding teens statewide to celebrate prom and the upcoming graduation season responsibly. Last year, the Department of Transportation reporting over 840 high school age teens injured in crashes during the prom and graduation season between April 16th to May 31st. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. It is Friday morning, April 19. Let's check your weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. Free evaluation, call them at 217-352-0428. Boy, there were moments there, Mr. Greg, that I thought we were... I know there's all kinds of stuff on the radar, but it wasn't for Champaign-Urbana. But, boy, last night we had stuff blowing
around.
Aiden
wanted to sit on the porch, and it was so windy. And we heard a little bit of, like, the tree might crack kind of sound. And I'm like, oh, let's go in.
Yeah, it was windy.
that's what those thunderstorms will sometimes do for you. You may not get the direct hit of wind and, or I should say, rain and hail and, you know, those things called tornadoes, thank goodness. But you do come up some with the outflow boundary, the downdraft, the microburst, however you want to label it, and that's probably what was occurring on some of those storms that basically lined up on the corridor out of Bloomington Normal, roughly the I-74 run, and then down to especially Lake Shelbyville, south end of McLean County to Shelby County. They take a pretty good hit with several reports of some large hail, wind gust in excess of 50 miles per hour. Experienced that here in southern Champaign County, and some pretty good drenching rainfall in some locales as well. And a little shy of a quarter around the Bellflower area over far southeastern McLean County, just a little bit southwest of Gibson City and west of about Fisher. So a little bit of everything for everyone, but things do quiet down. We do cool down as well around here, and a pretty quiet weather pattern expected for next week. The following week, last week of April, boy, get ready for the return of summertime here into the early days of May as well in East Central Illinois. Out the door this morning, a little more typical April feel at 45 at Willard and Savoy, 43 here in Philo, 40 at Ogden St. Joe, 43 at Rantoul. Later on today, we'll top out only around 58. Then the sunshine we have will fade a little bit with some scattered stratocumulus clouds and a partly cloudy midday and afternoon. Clouds will stick around tonight, 49. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Cool. Should be 65 this time of the year, just 53 tomorrow with a stiff northwest wind. Some patchy frost tomorrow night in sheltered areas, low down to 36. A little patchy frost here Sunday morning, sunshine 57. 60s for a good part of next week. Nights in the upper 30s and 40s. Shower chances late Monday, early Tuesday, and towards next Friday as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soltke.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy to welcome to our program best-selling author, wellness coach, exercise specialist, nutritionist, author of Cracking the Love Code, Lessons Learned from Relationship Mishaps After Having Many Heartbreaking Moments, Failed Marriages, Being Scammed During Her First Attempt of Online Dating, Vita Newton, Benton, Texas. Vita, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
You had a great accent. I love it. We just love it.
We're from Texas.
Oh, I love it. All right, so back in the day, my wife and I have been married coming up 39 years. I used to be able to go to movie and pizza for $20. It's gone up.
Right.
So
yeah, things have changed a lot. So
what do we do What do we do these days? I mean, go to the park? What do you think?
Yeah,
what's a
meetup or?
No. You know, dating to me is like an investment. Men need to realize you're looking for your lifelong partner, right? So when you first come out of the shoot with somebody, you need to put your best foot forward, right? First impressions. So you have to really plan a date, pick them up, entice them to somewhere nice. You don't have to spend a ton of money,
yeah,
but it is a lot more expensive. But you have to put the work in if you want a high-value woman.
Well, I mean, and you're talking about thinking. Guys, think out of the box a little bit, right? Yeah. Be creative.
Yeah.
Be creative, yes. Yeah. You want to take them on activity and have fun. Dating should be fun. You know, it shouldn't be a chore.
Yeah. So how are you? Are you good?
I'm good, yes. Oh. I wrote a book. I've had a lot of issues. I've had a lot of heartbreaks, and I thought I'd write a book about it, especially for women that need to learn their value. And if they learn their value, they're going to attract a high-value man.
Do you think there are a lot of high-value men available?
That's a good question. I do think there are a lot of high-value men available.
What would make a high-value man? Define that.
That they are chivalrous, that they're courteous, that they put the woman on a pedestal pretty much. Right?
Yep,
so that's how women, even though women are independent, they still like that. They still like to be treated that way. And you and I come from different generations, but, you know, it doesn't hurt for people to learn. The younger generation can learn how to treat a woman.
You are so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm older than you, so don't even. I don't know about that, aren't I? I'm way older than Vita.
I would think so, but I really can't tell. I mean, it might be the fitness chapter of Vita's life. You're staying fit these days too, as a wellness coach, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm 67, but yes, I've been in fitness my whole life. So
let me just say, we'd have been in high school together, okay? So we'd have been in the same hallways, that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Anyway, it's great to have you and meet you. So I think these days, faith is a big thing for me. I think we are in a crazy world, and I think we're messed up without God, and the country's shoving God out, and that's what we're getting. So I think we need people of faith, I think, have a real advantage.
And that's what my book is about. It talks about having God first, letting Him guide you and lead you, and learning your value from Him, from God. Learning you're valuable to Him, so you're going to be valuable to some other man, you know, that has high value also.
Wouldn't there be quality men at church? You'd hope so.
you'd think so, right? I'm kind of out of the dating loop right now. I kind of like, I don't know. I'm just kind of stepping back and finding my own self-worth. That's why I wrote the book, so I could find myself, learn my value, because I've had a lot of those that crawl out from under the rock, per se. But anyway, I've learned a lesson, so I wanted to teach everybody else what to do and what not to do.
Book is called Cracking the Love Code. Just wish we could hear you read it, because then you'd hear all the Southern Texas stuff.
So. Yeah, that'd be nice.
You can have me anytime.
Yeah, you ought to just read your book. Page one, right?
Yeah.
Well, is your book,
call me anytime.
Is your book available everywhere?
It's on Amazon, yes.
Okay, all right. I hope you sell a whole bunch, but it's nice meeting you, Vita. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being on. Vita Newton.
Thinking about some of my dates that were really creative. For instance, there was a pilot, and I mentioned liking cheesecake. He was flying into New York, brought back a New York cheesecake
That's
for
impressive.
Me.
Impressive.
And that was very early on.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody who was a professor at the U of I that researched the 7 high points of Champaign County for different dates and doing picnics at those higher elevation points.
Do you know where the highest elevation in Champaign County?
I think it's Philo.
Right over here.
Yep. And that
you
there
were
was,
on the top of that hill?
That's right.
That's where Johnny and I tried to fly a kite 2 miles.
And told me
on that hill.
Told me about the Stagecoach Lookout back in the day when they were watching for, you know, pilgrims to come in.
Everybody but Mike's a nerd. Everybody but your husband. So, yeah, nice try, guys.
There you go. Milwaukee's in St. Louis. Kyle Gibson on the mound for the Cardinals. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals enjoyed an off day yesterday and are back at tonight, opening up a 6-game homestand and a weekend divisional series against the Brewers. Milwaukee is the first-place club in the NL Central right now, while the Cardinals are the only team in the division under 500 at 9-10. The Cardinals are just 3 games back of the Brewers as the clubs open up a 3-game series. Right-hander Kyle Gibson is scheduled to pitch the opener tonight. He enters with a 1-2 record. Milwaukee will oppose with right-hander Freddie Peralta. Miles Michaelis and Sonny Gray are scheduled to start the second trip, where they lost 2 of 3 in Arizona before taking 2 of 3 in Oakland, but fell short of a sweep when they lost the series finale on Wednesday by a 6-3 score. Tonight's game from Busch Stadium is scheduled for a 7:15 first pitch. That means pregame coverage gets underway at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So the Cubs had some inclement weather, so that's going to be made up with a doubleheader on Saturday at 1:20 and 6:40 tomorrow over on US 105.9.
You know, the good old days when they had doubleheaders. Now you got to clear out, get a whole nother gate.
Yep.
Ernie Banks, let's play 3.
Okay, there you go.
Come on.
Cubs in Miami today at 1:20 with Jameson Taillon on the mound over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox are in Philadelphia to play the Phillies with a 5:40 start. We'll also have Illinois baseball at 6 o'clock against Northwestern, joining a spring Super Saturday. We've also got the Illinois football game totally free and lots of 100th anniversary celebrations going on. There's even going to be a little bit of a tailgating scene from what I understand, but the Orange and Blue game is free and tomorrow at 1. If you'd like to enjoy that, get more details, FightingIllini.com. And running back Dre Brown, the player and personnel director now or something like that.
He was at Notre Dame, and he's player personnel director coming back home to Illinois. So
I'm working on recruitment on all of that. Yeah, so no, good stuff.
Good stuff. Dre and Lindsay are back. We're excited about them. They're terrific people. And very happy about all that.
And Illinois golf this weekend also, if you want to tap into that at the Old Stone Creek.
Remember how many times you said, I really like to see. Well, you can.
Yes.
So go on to the University of Illinois Golf Club.
Atkins.
The Atkins University. What is the official title?
I'm not going on.
They deserve it.
Okay, well, it's going to take me a second, but it's great to see Mike Small in action.
The Atkins Club at the University of Illinois.
That's it.
The Atkins Club, Atkins Golf Club.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This season, it's spring cleaning time. Busey wants you to spring clean your money. They encourage you to know what's going on. Maybe you look at the financial clutter in your life, evaluate, pay down some debt, review what a budget is, check your credit report, sign up for e-statements, paperless billing. Busey can do all billing. People can do that. I do so much off of my phone. Set up automatic bill pay. Manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are, with Busey's mobile and online services. They got the mobile app. They got the money manager. They got the Busey bill payment. See and pay all of your bills online. No more checks to write. No more postage to buy. Get started on. By the way, postage is going up again.
It is.
70 cents, 72.
Is that right?
Something.
And
I don't care because it's still cheaper than what I
do. How often do I mail something? Maybe twice
a
month.
Well, and am I going to drive to the water company?
Right.
No. Get started on your spring cleaning today with the expertise in innovative products and services at Busey. Go to Busey.com for more resources or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Member FDIC. I've got a voucher for $150 to Interstate Batteries. I'm handing them out at GoSteever.com. GoSteever.com if you're interested. And if you want to join us for the Cardinal bus trip June 22nd, I got about 10 seats left if you're interested. 217-359-2255. You can simply text in bus and we will send you all those details.
High five me tomorrow. Savoy Rec Center at CU Autism Network's Walk at 11:30 to 2:30 with Jets Pizza Samples.
Logan, everybody, let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign is Saturday. Yeah, things a little on the active and roughed up side. Severe weather side of the ledger yesterday, late afternoon and evening time, especially west towards McLean County and south of Champaign County, Lake Shelbyville area, but none of that expected around here for the weekend. Cool weather expected by and large, and a couple of smaller rain chances due in for early and late next week. No rain today. Partly sunny skies develop, 58 for the stiff northwesterly breeze. Cloudiness lingers tonight down to 39 of our partly cloudy, cool at 53. Average high this time of the year, by the way, at about 65. Northwest wind 12 to 22 and gusty. Frost patch tomorrow night late, low down to 36. And some patchy frost here early in the day Sunday, mostly sunny 57. We'll jump into the mid-60s Monday and Tuesday, late Monday into Tuesday. A couple of showers around, back to cooler weather with upper 50s and lower 60s Wednesday and Thursday. Another small chance of rain for late next week with temperatures, again, seasonal and lower and mid-60s.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are under pressure after mixed earnings news and Israel's limited strike against Iran. Oil prices jumped overnight before settling. Procter & Gamble, the maker of Tide, Pampers, and many other products, reported better-than-expected earnings as sales rose, but not as much as Wall Street was predicting. American Express profit and revenue rose. It also signed up more new cardholders, though that stock is losing ground. French cosmetics company L'Oreal is reporting demand for its products improved in recent months, particularly in Europe and North America. Paramount Global shares are rallying. The New York Times says Sony's movie studio is in talks with investment firm Apollo Global Management about joining a bid for Paramount. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home!
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Beautiful sunshine emanating, windy conditions, and cooler skies. It would be so nice if there would be some sort of carnival I could attend tomorrow.
Okay.
I just don't know if I can find one. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a pastor. She's a worship leader. She's one been singing the national anthem 4th of July for our city celebrations for years.
Champaign County Freedom Celebration.
Yeah. We're giving her the year off this year for vacation, but it's Crystal McCullough. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much, Stevie. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I hope you, and I keep seeing your kids on Facebook, and I'm going, I thought they were 8. What the
world? I know, right? Yeah.
I mean, your son's going to play golf, right? I mean, it's...
He is.
Caleb's really
University
good.
University of Dubuque. Yep. Wow. Headed there to study aviation. Wow. Wants to be a commercial pilot, but is going to play collegiate golf, and that's always been a dream of his.
That's
so we're excited to support him.
Congratulations on that. That's so exciting. All right, so what do you got at the carnival? You got that tomorrow, right?
We do at Meadowbrook Community Church. We are having our spring carnival, and you know, we planned it this year for later in April with the hope that it would be a nice, warm, sunny day. We're going to get the sun.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, it's going to be a little chilly, but it's going to be a great time. You know, we'll be outdoors as long as it's not raining, but we will have it rain or shine. So if by chance it does rain, we have a plan for that. A ton of carnival games and playables. We have an illusionist that's going to be there, too. He's going to be putting on 3 shows during that 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. time frame. Food trucks. Candy, you name it, we've got it.
All right, it's sunny and 54 is what I'm showing.
Yeah, so it's going to be
nice. Yeah, really nice. Yeah. So, and you're inviting families with kids, and it's free.
It is absolutely free, yes. Now, the food trucks, of course, if you want to go enjoy some of those, like Kona Ice and Tom's Traveling Coffee, you know, those would be an additional cost. Trying to think of the parents, get some coffee in that morning. But everything is entirely free. The Illusionist. We even have a giveaway for a Nintendo Switch. So when you get here, you want to make sure you get your kids registered because that is their entry for that giveaway.
Okay.
And why are you doing this? You don't have to do that, but you're just reaching out to the community and saying, here we are.
That's
we welcome you, right?
We are. You know, one of our visions has always been to be a part of the community. We here at Meadowbrook love Champaign-Urbana. We want to share the love of Jesus with those that are in the community. Specifically, this carnival is geared towards young families, people who have kids that just want to have a fun event, something that's safe for them, but something that's entirely just a ton of fun to do with games and balloon animals. But the illusionist especially is going to actually give the gospel message as well. He is fantastic. Mm. I've seen him do his routine before. Wonderful, wonderful person. He himself has been involved in children's ministry for years. So you're going to get a high-quality illusionist act when you come as well.
Fun. Okay, what's the time tomorrow?
Starts at 10 a.m. and will be open until 1 p.m.
And the address for Meadowbrook?
1902 South Duncan Road in Champaign.
Something to do that's safe and free and fun, and they'll love it. I really appreciate that, Crystal. Thank you so much. Congratulations on being a pastor, too. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
A lot of work with your busy family. Come on.
And we talked about your family, but we also love Joe at the University of Illinois and the police. So
I know. Isn't he fantastic? I am so blessed to be married to such a wonderful man, and he is excellent at his job. You know, just knows how to work with people, knows how to build people up, knows how to just raise up great leaders. So yeah, I couldn't be more proud of
myself. How did you guys meet, Crystal?
So we actually met way back in the day at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. We were a part of InterVarsity on the worship team together. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, have you done a ride along with them?
I have done a couple. Yes, I have. I think the most eye-opening one I had was when we first moved to campus, and he's like, hey, you need to come and do it was the bar crawl at the time, you know, the senior whatever it was. And that was shocking to me. So, but it was a different world, that's for sure. But I've seen him in action, and he's fantastic.
Well, he's one of the rare men in our world that can multitask. Because, you know, when Janet's doing 15 things at once and asks me to get the salt, I have to reconfirm. You want me to get the salt clear? And Joe's sitting there on, you know, talking to his wrist, talking to the thing, talking to this and this, and looking.
Shoulder.
And I'm looking out going, that moon is pretty, man. Look at that thing.
It is nice when you do a ride along at night.
It's remarkable to watch him work. And Joe is remarkable. I've been with him a few times as well, and it's just really, I mean, hey, what you doing? That's what Joe said. Hey, what are you doing? Anyway, Crystal, appreciate your time. Hope the carnival 10 to 1 Meadowbrook tomorrow. Wear your coat, but enjoy a free event that's going to be fun for the kids.
Love it.
It is going to be so much fun. Thank you once again, Stevie J and Diane. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you, Crystal McCullough, Meadowbrook Church, outstanding human and great family and great church.
Yeah.
And Ron Strack
I believe meadow.org for details.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm. Ron Strack has been unbelievable for how many years now? And the guy, if you know Ron Strack, he looks the same.
Right.
He's been at that thing for 40 plus.
You're right.
And he looks the same.
He looks the same. Looking good.
You can find he and his lovely bride at the Y because they exercise all the time.
That's the key. Keep moving.
He looks 40.
Well, and Kent Hollis, too, has been involved with Meadow forever.
Let's talk about another great family.
Right.
The Hollis family.
Absolutely.
I mean, man.
With Nathan playing, I believe, clarinet, and Summers doing such great things in theater in college. And, you know, she interviewed us recently about ethics in the media. And that was a tricky conversation because there are some situations in the media where you have to be of higher moral character and make some tough decisions, even if it means turning down some money.
Yep. Not easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll break. We'll come back. Final half hour of the weekend. If you want to text in, you're always welcome. 217-359-2255. We have a free car, truck, or van battery or a $150 voucher. You can buy a lot of AA batteries for $150. But we're essentially working with your vehicle here. But you can enter at GhostSteever.com. GhostSteever.com. We're looking for people that have never won this before. And it's available now online at GhostSteever.com. The news is next. It is 8:29.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Tired of trying to keep up with Old Man Jones and his perfect lawn? Spring Green knows that we can't all spend hours a day creating that perfect shade of green, killing off all that crabgrass, and making sure every insect in the neighborhood doesn't call your lawn home this year. At Spring Green, they take the hassle out of your lawn headache with services such as lawn fertilization, weed control, grub and insect control, lime treatments, and even bush and tree care. Let the experts at Spring Green help you this season. For more information, visit them at spring-green.com. Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Courts back in session for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business.
Trump heading into court this morning. 12 jurors and one alternate are seated so far.
This morning they hope to get this finished to pick the final five alternates in this trial in order to kick off the opening statements on Monday. The alternates, of course, are used during the trial in case one of the regular jurors drops out for some reason.
Fox's Eric Schon in New York. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. was not involved in an Israeli military strike inside Iran, a limited strike targeting an air base, retaliation for Iran's drone and missile strike last weekend.
The G7 condemned the unprecedented Iranian attack on Israel. Unprecedented in scope and scale.
Secretary Blinken at a meeting of G7 allies in Italy, saying the alliance is committed to de-escalation in the region. America's listening to Fox News.
News. Former substitute teacher at Decatur Public Schools accused of having inappropriate relations with a minor. Allie Bardfield charged with criminal sexual assault of a child. She was arrested after the victim's mother reporting the incident to police. Records say Bardfield and the minor exchanging text messages after the child spent the night at her former Mount Zion home in March 29. Illinois lawmakers advancing a plan designed to improve network adequacy standards for health insurance companies. State reps passing a measure that will require insurance companies to notify patients of the anticipated date health care providers leave their network. Legislation also calls on insurers to provide contact information for patients to dispute inaccurate charges. Decades-old decision, one step closer to having an outcome in Champaign County. Wednesday, Savoy Board of Trustees approved an agreement, giving the village more than $860,000 in county funds. Village officials want to use the money to convert the train crossing at Curtis Road and Dunlap Avenue into a viaduct so cars can pass under the tracks. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity, and a coolish spell of weather ahead for the weekend, but largely, if not completely, dry weather coming off the scattering of shower and thunderstorm activity. Yeah, got a little vigorous west and south of Champaign and Champaign County yesterday, late afternoon and into the evening hours. None of that foreseen anytime soon again. Partly sunny skies, up to 58 this afternoon with a northwest breeze, 12 to 24 and gusty. Considerable cloudiness for tonight, down to 39. North-northwesterly winds continue on. and another partly cloudy cool day's worth of weather tomorrow. Northwesterly breezes, highs just to about 53 degrees. That's better than 10 below average. Some patchy frost late tomorrow night, low down to 36, and some patchy frost start the day off on Sunday, mostly sunny, 57. We'll moderate to 65 on Monday, maybe a couple of showers around late Monday night, and Tuesday at 64. Dry weather Wednesday, Thursday, good part of Friday. Highs upper 50s Wednesday, low to mid 60s Thursday and Friday, and a chance for rain again late next week. For Stevie J broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solte.
All right, Greg, thank you so much. ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. That's Diane
Good
Ducey.
Good morning.
All right, so we talked about possibility of Brad hiring Orlando Antigua. That's out there. Have no idea if it's true, but it has been rumored that Orlando is not going to Arkansas with John Calipari. He's not staying at Kentucky. Would we hire him back? The answer should be yes. He's a terrific coach. He's 50 years old now, but he was here at the start of Brad Underwood at Illinois and recruited Kofi Coburn, Andres Feliz, and Andre Curbelo.
Yeah.
And so he has connections all over the place, and he probably has a few in the Kentucky pipeline. There's a player called Boogie Flan, John L. Bland. He's number 18 in the United States in the class of 24.
Okay.
He's opened up his recruiting. He's not staying at Kentucky. He says starting from ground one, and I've tons of video on him. They almost did like a reality show at him at high school. And he's just an affable, wonderful speaker and can play.
Well, and I want to say I saw that he was one of 85 players on the Junior Olympic team, and he has a USA shirt on the video that I saw. So.
Well, if you're going to add Kylan Boswell and you got a guy like that, he's clearly one and done. He is that level of player.
I see.
Number one guy in New York. I mean, he's fantastic. And to see his moves and quickness and his shooting and his driving to the basket, it's like, why not the NBA? Maybe 1 year?
Right.
Maybe?
Well, I know in the drive was kicking around our NIL, name, image, likeness conversation, and to get some maybe local people or people with U of I ties to kind of start coughing up some money in that Icon account and really ensuring that we can lock in deals with some of these recruits.
Well, I mean, but to what extent? I mean, how high does this go? I mean, do we want to pay every player $1 million?
Right.
Again, I think it's a really bad idea to give a 17-year-old a lot of money. I do.
And would it inhibit their play? I mean, are they getting the ball passed to them enough? And, you know, this person has more money than this person, so they should see more playing time. It just makes things so complicated.
I mean, it's what, you know, I thought they were going to get some percentage of whatever's on jerseys they sold. It's gone a little further past that. So.
It sure is.
And it's, you know, you can say student-athlete, but in reality, is it not just free agency?
Yeah, we're pretty much, and I think, semi-pro.
Did Illinois pass something yesterday that essentially allows high school kids now to switch schools? They have to live in the district, but you can...
Well, in the NCAA, it's like unlimited transfers.
Well, now they've taken out all the transfer rules. No sitting out a year ever, so it's a swinging door. It's kind of what it's been.
It's the Wild West.
But you can go wherever you want, whenever you want. So money talks. And so you do have, if you're going to play, you to get the better players, is a guy going to go to Michigan State because Tom Izzo's a great guy, but he's not getting NIL? Or is he going to take $800,000 from Missouri?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, AJ Storr, who was the wing we were kind of looking for.
Okay.
He's chosen Kansas.
Okay. Well, his girlfriend transferred to Kansas.
As a basketball player. But I think he was asking for $1 million.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
And listen, I'm glad he's out of the Big Ten. If he's not going to play for me, I'm glad he's out of the Big Ten.
Exactly.
But he had this thing where he would make an inexplicable play where you're going, what was that? That kind of thing?
Kind of the Michael Jordan moves underneath.
No, it was he would just bad shooting, bad judgment.
Oh.
He'd make a...
I thought you meant ability to stretch and be flexible.
He has a lot of that, but he makes bad decisions.
I see.
And maybe you can coach that out of a guy. But anyway, he's a terrific athlete and really good player. So we'll see. We have four in the portal that have transferred. I wouldn't be shocked if it's five or six by the time this is done. So, and, you know, Marcus Damask is still out there. He's going to try. And he has lawyers, so maybe he's going to sue the NCAA if he's turned down. So we're playing for that. Paul has just texted this in. I wanted to get this immediate attention.
Okay.
Here's a new commercial somebody made regarding student loans and you paying for these loans.
I I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family.
I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number two today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason.
I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts. My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Want to be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich kids.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, does it? If you borrowed it, you're kind of responsible for it.
Right.
And for those that say, wait a minute, I worked three jobs and I paid mine off.
Right.
And do I get that back? I mean, does that make any sense at all?
There's got to be a different way to look at this. Maybe for the student to actually go to the source where they got the loan and do some kind of government application to get a break or...
Well somebody's going to pay for it.
Right.
You own the money. The money is gone.
I don't know.
It's
I
your just... debt. You signed up for it, right? You thought you were going to get paid more, but you didn't.
Right.
So I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either.
Because is it okay if I come to your house every Thursday and get $200 on this to help? Diane?
Nope.
Okay, me neither. Just checking. I mean, yeah, we have enough of our,
I never got a break ever, so.
We got a lot of things to pay for ourselves.
Yes.
So, Paul, thank you for texting that in. One more check of sports and weather before we get out of here. 217-359-2255 on the text line, the Fisher National Bank text line. You want to text me? Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. He's part of the law firm, football star Keith Randolph, on why he chose to live at Pacifica on Green.
One, it's close to everything. They have the best landlord in Champaign. Well, this is like, she's like the mother of the apartment building. And it's really nice. It's brand new, nicely furnished. You know, everything's just nice. I mean, at least check it out. You know, the rents are very reasonable. There's a lot of additions into it. There's a game room, coffee room, yoga room. It's everything you want.
Visit PacificaOnGreen.com.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
They got the best boot. Pards has the number one boot selection in the state of Illinois in stock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this order and hope it fits thing. I mean, you go in and you try on the boot. It is a fantastic store.
Pards,
Western shop between Maine and University. The car wash kind of hiding the facade, but otherwise, it's a great place. Angie and Mark, wonderful people.
Love it. Smells right. The leather when you walk in.
Because we're on the cutting edge of culture, pop culture.
Yes.
This is Taylor Swift's Fortnite. Dropped at 2 a.m. Diane was up all night listening.
I was, because I'm just such a Swiftie. Giving the Night Owls bonus when she dropped the secret second part of the Tortured Poets Department and had teased this mysterious 2 a.m. countdown ahead of the midnight release. But it was worth the wait, says the Swifties, and this collection was extended by additional 15 songs. I had lots of posts on social media and my thread talking about, should we let our daughters stay up tonight and then be a little groggy at school tomorrow? But this particular song, Post Malone is a contributor.
Everybody knows who Post Malone is, but go ahead and explain to people that don't, like me.
Well, he has tattoos all over his face.
Yeah, but was he a pop artist?
He is. Okay. And actually toured with Justin Bieber early on in his career. And for Gabby's graduation in 2016, I gave her front row tickets to Justin Bieber.
Wow.
And she actually talked with Post Malone because he looked at Gabby and said, "Hey, looking good." And Gabby was right next to Justin Bieber's choreographer, and she asked for a selfie, and the choreographer was like, "Well, I'm kind of working right now."
Yeah, right, that's true, yeah.
But it was awesome to tap into that seat so close to the show when I saw some availability and locked it in for her.
That's awfully nice.
She sat alone, we sat in obstructed view with Anna and I.
8:45, there's your Fortnite. And why would you drop it at 2 a.m. though?
Right, and maybe Friday into Saturday, because she knows their, you know, meat and potatoes is really younger girls who are going to be groggy all day today. Thanks a lot, Taylor.
All right, we check a quick sports headline here. It's 8:45.
We could pivot to that. We are your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. We've got our bus trip to Busch, by the way. June 22nd, need more details on that Saturday game against San Francisco with a 1:15 start. It's an essentially an 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. experience with us out of First Christian Church right off of I-57.
More like 9 to 7.
Okay.
I think 9 is when we leave, and hopefully 7-ish.
Yeah.
With the 1:15 start. 1:15, 2:15, 3.
Because they say with the pitch clock, it's 2 hours, 22 minutes on these games.
You know what? It is. And there's some people actually complaining that I'm there less than 2 hours.
Right.
I'm not complaining.
If you're paying, you know, $50, $75.
They know that the young person is bored. They got to keep the game going.
That's right.
That's the reason they did it.
Tighten it up.
Yep.
And so, bus 359-2255, if you need more details on that. So, St. Louis Cardinals in Busch Stadium to face Milwaukee with a 7:15 start. We had inclement weather for the Cubs-Miami series, so they'll make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow with a 1:26:40 start. But today, it's 1:20 with Jameson Taillon on the mound for the Cubs. And you can hear it over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox had the day off yesterday, too. They'll start up a series in Philadelphia with a 5:40 start. It is Super Spring Saturday with all kinds of sports to tap into. We've got the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois hosting the golf tournament. We've also got the men baseball team taking on Northwestern. Series starting at 6 o'clock on Food Truck Friday if you want to tap into a game and some food trucks tonight. And then tomorrow is the Orange and Blue scrimmage. That's a 1 o'clock start. That's totally free. Welcome aboard, Dre Brown, former running back, was working with recruitment at Notre Dame, has a great record, and of course, part of the family. And player and personnel role will be perfect for Dre Brown. Welcome aboard. We were also hitting the fact that Orlando Antigua could be joining this staff.
Now, the rumor is out. We have absolutely no facts, but the rumor is out there.
Oh, by the way, the Bulls have a playing game at 6 o'clock today for that 8th seed. They'll be facing the Miami Heat, Sacramento, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Forgot to mention that when Johnny was on an hour ago. That's an 8:30 game tonight. Of course, watching all these games is more fun when you're at Pia's Sports Bar at 1609 West Springfield Avenue, Texas Motor Speedway for the Sunday racing. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Summertime is just around the corner. Sign up now for summer camps at the Urbana Park District. We have camps for all interests. Sign up for sports camp ages 6 through 12, preschool arts camp ages 3 through 5, and Camp Fresh, teens ages 12 through 15. Sign up now for a special discount. Register online at urbanaparks.org/register or call 217-365-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Does your bank keep reward programs out of reach? While some banks save rewards for a select few, Fisher National Bank offers free rewards checking to everyone for doing what you're likely doing already. Make 12 debit card purchases, receive statements electronically, and have one direct deposit a month. It's that easy. Rewards checking requires no minimum balance, offers ATM fee refunds, and there's delivering that excellent annual percentage yield. Learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional people, exceptional communities. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Logan, everybody, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Vanneville is Saturday. Yeah, things a little on the active and roughed up side, severe weather side of the ledger yesterday, late afternoon and evening time, especially west towards McLean County and south of Champaign County, Lake Shelbyville area, but none of that expected around here for the weekend. Cool weather expected by and large, and a couple of smaller rain chances due in for early and late next week. No rain today, partly sunny skies develop, 58 for the stiff northwesterly breeze. Cloudiness lingers tonight down to 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cool in 53. Average high this time of the year, by the way, at about 65. Northwest wind 12 to 22 and gusty. Frost patch tomorrow night late, low down to 36. And some patchy frost here early in the day Sunday, mostly sunny, 57. We'll jump into the mid-60s Monday, Tuesday, late Monday into Tuesday. A couple of showers around. Back to cooler weather with upper 50s and lower 60s Wednesday and Thursday. Another small chance of rain for late next week with temperatures, again, seasonal and lower in mid-60s. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
Basketball star Luke Goody on why he chose Pacifica on Green as his place to live next year.
I chose this place because of the great management. Lisa does a great job and takes care of all the people that live here, regardless of who it is. The rooms are great. All the amenities are great as well, and it just feels like a family atmosphere around here.
Should other students tour at Pacifica on Green?
Whenever they can get in here, they need to, because it's great to see, and it offers a lot of great things that other places don't.
Book a tour at PacificaOnGreen.com.
What is most important in your life? This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that can help clients like you realize your goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
So if you borrow too much in your student loans and you signed up for it, unfortunately, it's your debt. If you bought a house that's too big and the mortgage is too much and you want your neighbor to kind of kick in, it's kind of like that. Okay. It's kind of like that.
Well, every time you explain it in a different way, whereas when we're brainstorming, I'm trying to think of ways to help the college student pay down their debt.
I think...
lemonade stand over the weekend.
There you go. But you're talking about working. You're talking about doing it yourself because you took it on as opposed to bail me out. And then I saw one father come up to the politician and say, I work two jobs to put her through. Don't I get that back? Yeah. He's right.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's we're in a crazy time.
Yes, we are.
All right. We are done with our crazy time segments.
See you, Autism Network, tomorrow with the Walk and Resource Fair. Thank you again to Jet's Pizza for stepping up. Pat Snack, her son Don. It was great experience at the gala meeting Dr. Temple Grandin on Wednesday night. So,
well,
hope to see you tomorrow at Savoy Rec Center.
It's Pat Snack and Don. I mean, that's great people and great pizza.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right. I'm Stevie J, that's Diane Ducey. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Next week on an all-new Law & Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macomber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com.
Jesse with Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. Do you have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window, a proud member of Prairie Home Alliance. A new front door can instantly upgrade the look of your home and make it more energy efficient. The Kramer Siding and Window team can also install French doors to your deck or patio, welcoming the outside in, or storm doors for an extra layer of protection against the elements. The estimate is free, financing is available, and the business is local. Schedule your beautiful new door today and save 25%. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Coming Saturday, June 22nd, it's the Cardinal Bus Trip, brought to you by Route 66 Solar. Yes, join us for a beautiful day in St. Louis as we take on the San Francisco Giants. For information about our suite and all the beverages and food that are included, and a wonderful motor coach from Timmy Tours, simply text in BUS to 217-359-2255. Join us Saturday, June 22nd for the annual Cardinal Bus Trip from ESPN 93.5.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit BodyAndSoulSports.com.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.